said, hey, hey, how you doing? Time for a brand new day. Get up, get out, let's get happy. Start your day with Cliffo and Gabby.
When you go shopping, Cliffo, do you, like, for fashion items, do you need a second opinion before you will commit to purchasing the item?
Much prefer to go shopping with my wife.
Yes. See, I'm the same, but I prefer my sister's opinions because my partner, Nev, is one of these guys who knows the answer is always yes. Does it look good? Yes. Does this look good? Yes.
There's been many a time when we've been in a Target or something like that and I've held up some sort of floral shirt number and my wife
put it back.
Nah, put it back. Well, that's normally, a no. It's a no from me.
Normally what I do is take a quick pic and Snapchat it to my sisters and say, what do you think?
Smart.
And then when I get their reactions is when I make my purchase. But the other day that failed me. I was shopping for sunglasses and not just your $5 servo sunnies. Mm. I had to get prescription ones because to drive, I need better vision. You don't want me driving with no glasses. Trust me. So I was at the optometrist picking out some sunnies to get prescription lenses inserted. And I found some kind of funky sunnies that were a little different to what I'd normally go for. I normally just go for your typical black with a little bit of bling sometimes.
Okay.
But these ones were white and they looked very fashionable, I would say. Okay. But I put them on and I didn't know if they suited me.
That's what it's about. When you're at those places, particularly the optometrist kind of setup, so they've got lots of glasses. You just got to try everything.
Got to try everything.
You look at them and you go, that'd never work. But that's that pair that often do.
Yes.
You know, so you whack everything on.
I have a high bridge on my nose, so a lot of sunnies do not suit me. But I put these on. I was like, ooh, I kind of like them. They're very funky. I'm a big fan. So I sent a snap to my sisters and they never got back to me. They were obviously busy. Rude. Not okay. But the shop assistant came over and I was like, what do you think? Knowing that she's going to try to sell them to me, but I just needed that yes.
You needed that push.
They look good.
Your toes are like over the edge.
Yes.
You just needed
final
push.
And I just wanted they look great on you. That's all I wanted.
You would have gone, sold.
Sold. But I didn't get that. I said, what do you think about these? And she goes, oh yeah, they're very cool, mum.
Ooh.
And I didn't know how to take that. I was like, okay, so for one, don't assume I'm a mum. Don't assume things about me. I'm a little offended that you're assuming things about me. But also, cool mum. Is that a compliment?
Is that aging you up a little as well too? And please, we're speaking very general terms here because it's quite a general thing that she said.
I don't, like, because all my friends are mums. All of them are mums. And, you know, so I don't know if she was aging me.
To me.
I don't know.
Cool mum just means you're not hanging out doing late night shopping at Willow's on a Thursday before, you know, you go and cross the road and see a movie at Reading. Do you know what I mean?
It's just,
man.
It's
I'm a student
bopper.
At Kerwin High. Woo! You know, cool mum instead is just, you know.
Mature
you,
cool.
You look your age.
And I don't know if that's a compliment either. I don't want to look my age, thank you.
It's a weird thing to say.
13, 12, 16. If someone says to you, that's very cool, mum, is that a compliment?
Yeah, 13, 12, 16.
I don't know.
I'd love to hear from women now.
I don't know how to take it.
I'm really confused on this one.
Yeah.
Well, let's just say from the outset, this is absolutely no judgment on mothers whatsoever.
God,
we love mums.
Literally all my friends are mums.
We both have one.
And
I'm married to one. They're amazing.
And all my friends are cool mums, yes. But when someone throws it at you when you're trying to purchase something, oh, that's a very cool mum, is that a good thing?
Bloody weird thing to say.
Just say yes.
Can we just
looks
say,
good.
Word to the wise for all salespeople out there. When someone says, do I look good in this in your shop? Yes.
That's all you need.
Yes.
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 Hi, it's Alara.
Hi, Alara. It's a cool mum.
How are you going? Yeah, I'd like to weigh in.
Do you reckon it's a compliment?
When my 12-year-old tells her friends that I'm not a regular mum, I'm a cool mum.
Oh,
wow.
I do like that.
Yes.
That's very Mean Girls, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm not a regular mum.
It is, but she doesn't say it like that.
Yeah, you're not bringing in martinis and dressing in suede tracksuits.
Oh, definitely not.
Okay, cool.
It's good. That's good. We've got more calls coming through. Emily's here on 13, 12, 16. Emily, is cool mum a compliment?
Sophisticated and cool. I'd call that a compliment.
All right. So if you were trying on sunnies and someone goes, ooh, very cool mum and you're not a mum, you'd still find it to be a compliment.
Yep.
Okay. Beautiful. Good, because I bought the sunny, so I'm glad you said that.
Hit 103.1. Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Oh my, oh my, oh my God.
Proving you haven't got to be pretty. To be beautiful.
Get ugly.
This is Cliffo and Gabby's Search for Townsville's Ugliest Pet on Hit 103.1.
Townsville's Ugliest Pet pageant is happening tonight, 6 p.m. at Fairfield Central. We have four finalists ready to walk the pet walk, not the cat walk, because that's pettest. So we've got a cat, a chicken, and two pooches so far, but we've received an entry by the name of Lloyd, who is a dog slash overgrown rat. And we needed him to be our final finalist. So we're talking to his owner, Jody, right now. Jody, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Right, can we confirm? So it's not Lloyd. The dog's name is Lloyd.
Yes, so it's Lloyd.
Where's that from?
Lego Ninjago.
Oh, the Lego Ninjago movie.
Movie.
It makes sense because Lloyd is spelt with a double L and it is confusing.
Lloyd. What sort of breed of dog is Lloyd? Because you describe him as an overgrown rat, which is a very good description of what he looks like. Yeah. But do you know what he actually is?
He was supposed to be a fox terrier cross, but he was a rescue from Mackay, so I don't actually know what he is. He just kind of grew into a white rat.
He does have an interesting look, I'm not going to lie. It looks like he's got very thin fur because you can see the spots on his skin and his jaw is a bit askew. What's going on with his jaw?
Have you ever seen that dog did the rounds on the internet a while called Tuna and he had that overshot jaw?
Yes.
He's a bit like that.
Oh, I love Tuna. He's so ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a bit like him, but not all the time.
Lloyd's not far off. Can we talk about these ears, man? Because these things look like Prince Charles satellite dishes, like attached to the top of his head. They are so big and they are so rat-like.
Yes, they are, and they stick right up all the time.
It's always like he's like listening intently. Yeah. Like his ears
What's
raised.
Going on?
What's happening?
How's he
going
to go? We do have a chicken in the pet walk already. How's he going to go with the chicken, do you think?
I think he'll be more worried about the people because he gets a bit freaked out when there's so many people there, but he'll be fine.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Well, we'll make sure we very much look after him. Hey, we're going to have people there and all that, so experts on hand, so he'll be fine. Yeah, great. All right, well, it's happening. The search for Townsville's Ugliest Pet. Do not miss the Ugly Pet Pageant, 6 p.m. tonight. Gabby is going to be one of the judges, as is Clint from the Townsville Pet Resort, from My Pet Hub, Ebony. So people actually have qualifications. And Gabby?
I'm just a dog lover or pet lover. So
yeah, it's going to be great. Come along tonight, 6 p.m. at Fairfield Central, or all the highlights on the air tomorrow. But for now, Jody, so happy to have Lloyd, the overgrown rat, as our fifth and final finalist for Townsville's Ugliest Pet. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks. We'll see you this afternoon.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby
on Hit 103.1.
This is Gabby's Diary.
Oh, she's sweet but a psycho. We keep getting asked if this is legit, and we can 100% confirm that these are actual excerpts from my high school diary. You can't make this stuff up.
You can't make this crap.
You just can't.
This is crazy.
And it is very embarrassing, yes, but it's also very entertaining. That's why I do it.
It's also frightening as the father of a daughter.
It is.
It's very frightening for me.
It's frightening for me. I look back, I'm like, what?
Who was I?
Who was I? And why was I allowed to do these things? But in the last excerpt we had, I was getting back on the Bill bandwagon. I'm 14 years old. There's always boys flying through my mind. That's the majority of what my entries are about. And Bill, my next door neighbour, across the road. He was back in my sights and he was calling me every night and I was very excited about that. And that's where we pick it back up. So we are at the 27th of the 1st, 2003.
Dear Diary, so I'm currently sitting out in my tree and I can see Bill in his garage, but he hasn't spoke to me in a while and he's pretending like he can't see me. I did see him at the show the other day, but I didn't talk to him. But he called that night and asked Chloe and I to the movies. So we went to see 8 Mile with him and Ross. They were being so weird though and were trying to lose us when we were shopping after. Our legs did touch for a couple of seconds over lunch though and I got full butterflies. He has stopped calling me completely though. So I'm thinking he was just bored and that's why he called. And I don't think he likes me. I wish he did, but it's not like I can do anything about it. He's so hot and he smells so good. I fully like him again.
I feel like I'm turning into a bit of a stalker, talking about how he smells and sitting in a tree watching him from afar.
Yeah, mate, just add the binoculars and I'm calling the cops.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Loving the news yesterday that Big Brother could be back on our screens in 2020.
I love the idea, hey, that Big Brother could be making a return, but it's been a while.
Oh, look, I want to know if it's actually, like, got legs and if it could actually work in 2020. So we're going to go to a man in the know. He's a former Australian TV executive, used to EP Studio 10 on Channel 10, and he now curates the website tvblackbox.com.au. That's the place to go when you want the exclusives and find out what's actually happening behind the scenes.
You want the truth.
When you want the truth from the Australian TV landscape. Robert McKnight is here now. Morning, Rob.
Hello, how are we, guys?
Good. We do want to know a bit about Big Brother, though, this morning. What's your goss that you have, Rob?
Look, this could very well happen. Southern Endemol Shine, who are the people who make the show, have made it known that they want to get back into the Australian market, and they've actually been shopping it around to each network. So it's not just Channel 7 who are rumoured to be picking up the format. They've been shopping it around everywhere. In fact, Peter Salmon, who is the group's chief creative officer, told Deadline they were keen to get back into this territory. So, yeah, so they're really on the hunt to make this happen. And it actually is looking like it could be Channel 7 that have picked it up. I've reached out to 10 and 9. 10 and 9 haven't commented on whether they would be interested in picking up the format. 7 have been the ones to be rumoured to picking up this format, but they're making the point, well, it's been shopped around. So there is no confirmation, although I am getting whispers that 7 might have just snaffled the rights.
Right. Okay, so when Big Brother was at the height of its popularity, probably back in its Channel 10 days, it was a different world. We didn't have the multi-channels. We didn't have your Netflix and your Stans.
We didn't have influencers.
Yeah, we didn't live on our devices. Do you think the Big Brother format would be a success in 2020?
I actually think it could be, but once again, it comes down to the creative of it. I think Nine got it wrong when they ran Big Brother. It was boring, to be honest, and they didn't engage. They sort of had this format that skewed a bit younger, and their demos were a little bit older, and they weren't really sure what to do with the brand. I think that if you do take this brand on, you need to have it on pretty much every night. You know, 10 used to run it at 7 o'clock every night, then they'd have the up late versions, and then they'd have specials around it. And I think you need to do that. One of the successful things in the UK has been, in the previous years, it's actually finished there for a while, but one of the things they did was have the after show on one of their multi-channels, which I think gets people fully engaged. And one of the things I really liked about Channel 10's Up Late, and it wasn't just about the nudity, but you actually heard conversations that you couldn't run in those earlier time slots. So you got to hear conversations where they were really opening up about themselves and about other topics that weren't fit for a 7 p.m. audience. So I actually think that if you decide to do this, you've got to put all your chips in, basically, and, you know, not just half do it, which I think was the problem 90. And I don't think 9 had a diverse enough cast. And I mean ages as well as ethnicities, which is a word I can't say. So
I reckon if I was on Big Brother, I would only be ever showcased in Up Late. I don't think they would ever be able to show me at 7.
You'd fit on the Channel 9 version then, the boring version.
But would you be going nude in the shower?
No, not nudity. I'm talking my conversation.
Oh, mate, that'd get viewership up, Rob. Don't you worry about that.
No, it would not.
Oh, look, it's one of the biggest reality franchises this country's ever seen, and I'm excited at the prospects of it maybe coming back. Rob McKnight from tvblackbox.com.au. Check out the website and listen to the podcast. Mate, thanks so much for your insights.
Always a pleasure, guys. Love you guys.